So if I do this, just stick in my pocket. And actually sit down here just for bulk. Good morning. How are y'all doing? Good, good. Well, today I'm hoping that you'll talk more than I talk. I was thinking about who God is and how we look at who God is. And I was struck by some verses that, you know, God really thinks highly of children. And there are a couple of things that I was thinking about that, you know, he said at one point, he was there and his disciples were with him and his children were coming to him and the disciples were trying to keep him away. And Jesus, you know, says, Matthew 19:14, he said, "Suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." Isn't that a pretty amazing thing? He says, "As such is the kingdom of heaven." He's talking about children, right? And earlier on, he actually was talking to some, and he was saying, you know, what, it, you know, he said, "Except you be converted," right, "and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." So somehow, you children have something that is very important and very precious to God, right? And we're supposed to learn from that. Somehow it's a shame, it seems like, as we grow older, all of a sudden we have to let go of things and get back to start and think and have a heart like children. So I was wondering, at your age, what do you see or think of when you think of God? What are some words that you might think of when you think of who God is to you now? What's that? Loving. He's loving. That's good. Gracious. That's a great one. And somebody else? Good. What was that? Helping. Those are all ones that I was hoping maybe you might say. And what role does God, and you can, don't worry about thinking, if I say God, you know, if you think of words about Jesus or the Holy Spirit, all those things you can think about. And what role do any of that, those names, play in your life? Or I might think of when you're outside and you see a pretty flower or you see the blue sky. And do you ever wonder who created those things? Who made those things? And I think of God as a creator, right? He is what made everything and he sustains everything. And one of the aspects that I think that I'm trying to remember back from when I was younger, which was a while ago. And I just remember looking at things with like wonder and always in curiosity and just having a heart that was really open to seeing everything that was good, right? And so sometimes I like to think of God as our creator, right? He created everything. But is there anything else? Who in your life influences you and that can maybe give you an idea of something that God might do for you too? Now, how about thinking of God as your father, right? It's kind of interesting. It's hard. There's this, you've never met him. You've never seen him. You've never really physically heard him. But he gives you fathers here that have skin and bones, and you can hear them and see them and feel them. And you know, oh, yeah, something like that.
Think of God Almighty, like cutting grass or something.
That's wonderful. Those are good things. I think that's what God wants us to keep as we grow older, is to keep that appreciation for everything that he's done and made. And one of those things, like I said, is somebody who takes care of you, somebody who provides for you. You know, when you're younger, you can't really provide that much for yourself, right? So we have families and fathers that go out and provide and give you food and give you clothing, right? So that's one aspect of God that you know, we hold on to and remember that as we grow old. And then I think of where, you know, Jesus, at one time, he was talking to his disciples and he said, you know, I no longer count you as servants, right? He said, I now count you as friends. Right, now that's an interesting thing for God to say, is that he counts us as friends. And you know what, when you think of a friend, what do you think of when you think about friends?
Something
we do with. That's one thing, yeah, where you participate and do things with. I think of, you know, Do you have to just sit and talk with friends? You just talk with them and you let them know, you know, what you're feeling, and you know, you talk about things that you like together and things you do together. You know, can we start thinking about God that way? That he's our friend, and that we can just sit and talk to him like we can talk to your friends. And if we hold on to that as we grow older, and hold that in, how much easier will it be as an adult to have that heart of a child that God wants us to have? And I also think of, I read Psalm 23, you know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I mean, a lot of us probably know that. I think of God as a protector. And, you know, they use the image of him being a shepherd, like a shepherd protects the sheep. But God protects us, right? Because, you know, when you're little, there always seems to be something big and scary around that you would really hope to have somebody that, you know, is there to protect you and keep you safe. I mean, even when I'm older, I still feel like that's a nice thing to have. But as you grow, we should also be thinking of God as our counselor, right? He talks about him being the, you know, wonderful counselor. And a counselor is somebody who can give you wise advice when you have things that you have to make decisions for, or you know, just everyday things that happen that you just need advice and you want to know how to handle those things. God promises to be that for us. And we also have God as our comforter. You know, sometimes when you're sad and something and you're just really, really down, isn't it nice to have somebody that comes and says some nice, kind words for you, helps you out, gives you some comfort? And that's another aspect of God that he is for us. Isn't it amazing that God can be so many things? He's also, you know, later you'll learn about him being our king, and there's lots of, he's also has aspects where he's full of justice, and we'll find things out as you grow that you'll understand those things. But in the meantime, how do we get to know God? And it's very important that we do know God, because by knowing God, that actually like sets the direction of our life. And it can be a whole framework of how you act and behave and live your life. And so it's very important How do you get to know God? Anybody have an idea?
Reading the Bible.
That's a great way. You learn from reading? Reading? I don't know. What are you doing that? What is that? Well, ultimately, that is the goal, right? Is we want to acknowledge and accept Jesus as our Savior. We have to acknowledge our sins. Like he said here, we have to be converted. We have to and have a heart like children. Yes, Emily?
Prayer
is definitely. That's a good way to, I think, of prayer. You know, in some ways, it is like talking to somebody. We're praying. We're talking to God and learning. So you can also learn from hearing, right? People teach, and you get to hear. So, and then I think another really good way to learn about God is through the example of others, too. You've ever heard in the Bible, they say, oh, they talk about the God of Abraham, and they talk maybe about the God of Isaac. Maybe you've heard them say, oh, the God of Moses, or, you know, maybe Nebuchadnezzar said, you know, the God of Daniel, or, you know, those, they're not individual different gods, but they associated the God through the person who was bringing the example to them of who God is. And so through your life, other people might be that example. And the wonderful thing is that each one of you could be that example for someone else. It would be neat. Sometime later on, they said, well, I learned about the God of Emily and the God of Spring and the God of Micah. And it was because of your example that somebody learned about God. So, and I just pray that for each one of you, that you would be that person for somebody as you grow older. And so I just made up some cards that can give you just a little reminder of some aspects of God as you go. And there's some verses that talk. By no means are these very thorough verses, because there's so many verses in the Bible that talk about God as our Father and our friend and our counselor and our comforter and our creator and all those things. But this is just one way that I thought maybe you could have something to remind you. So I'll give those to each one of you after maybe we pray here. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I do thank you for these children. I thank you that children are so important to you. And I ask that we could learn, to, as adults, to hold on to that simple faith and wonder and trust that you put in children's hearts, and that as they grow, that they would not lose those things. And yes, Lord, we all need to come to an understanding of our sin and repent of those sins and ask you to be our Savior. And ask that would come quickly for each of these children in their lives, and that you would bless them, and they would be able to be that example to others as they grow. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, let me see here. Hopefully I have enough of these. Josiah, oh, look at that. Thank you very much. You can return to your seats now.